Now on Afternoons, Friday Food. Thanks to Breakout River Meats. Quality meat available only from your local independent butcher.
And this week on Friday Food at 11 past 2, we're celebrating 40 days of flavour. Wouldn't mind just every day being a day of flavour, really. But that's the name of the food festival happening in Brisbane right now at Treasury Brisbane and the Star Gold Coast. You might have already been. 131873. The festival, it features the best food of the Sunshine State. So they've got plenty to choose from. Food. Glorious food in Queensland. On the line is head chef of Black Hyde at Treasury Brisbane, Thomas Mumford. Thomas, thanks for joining us on Afternoons. I love this idea. 40 days of flavour. How good?
Yeah, fantastic. I think I can speak for everyone involved. We're just really excited to have people back in the venues and being able to offer such a diverse dining experience across the two properties.
And it's a celebration of autumn and of the food, the seasonal food that is on offer in that particular time of the year. And I love autumn for food because, you know, as it gets a bit colder, you can have beautiful food, anything lamb in a slow cooker, I'm a fan of. What sort of food are you celebrating as part of this?
Definitely. I think a lot of what you train for as a chef is all kind of European classic techniques from France, a lot of slow cooking and braising and comfy. And heading into autumn, being a bit colder, it just really lends itself well to that really rich, opulent flavours and a bit of classic technique on show, really.
Are there flavours in particular that work better in cooler weather, in autumn and in winter?
I think we can get away as chefs with being a little bit richer and more indulgent, I'd say, than anything, like more cream-based sauces coming back into kind of to season and just richer, heavier flavours, I think you can get away with just with the climate.
And you can hide it under the coat if you tuck in and eat a bit too much too, which is wonderful about winter. We do love that.
Absolutely.
So what's on the menu as part of this festival?
So at Black Hyde, we're doing a three-course lunch offering, just kind of a European bistro-style, kind of quick, kind of corporate business lunch or just a quick in and out of the city. That's Tuesday to Friday we do that. Just a nice little quick local Queensland Whitloff salad with some pecorino cheese and hazelnuts. And then we have a choice of a couple of the Wagyu steaks from Stanbroke Beef right here in Queensland. And then as the end of stone fruit season just come up, we're just using some beautiful stone fruit that we've preserved and we just roast that with a beautiful peach and Prosecco sorbet.
Oh, you're making me hungry. Goodness me. That's beautiful. And obviously the Sunshine State, Brisbane, the Gold Coast, some fabulous food and produce on offer. But the amount of skill and the amount of restaurants that are opening up in the southeast part of Queensland, it's really become a food scene, hasn't it?
Yeah, it really has come a long way since I've been in Queensland, to be honest. I think people have a newfound appreciation now of the dining industry and the hospitality industry as a whole. Like, even just for the brief periods of close down we've had, well, we've been fairly lucky in Australia compared to the rest of the world, but I think people really appreciate that dining out as like a real privilege.
Yeah, well, it is, and we've got to foster the local industry that we've got, and as you say, particularly in Queensland, because it is very, very good. And how have you coped during lockdown? Because a lot of businesses have changed the offerings and delivered home meals as well. Have you changed things up?
Yeah, we did actually. We're part of the Gambara group here at Black Hyde. So we went back to Gambara's and we did a Gambara to go takeaway home delivery style setup. So really thinking on our feet, being really, really quick to change and just a whole new business model, really. Yeah. And that was a real success, and it's still going now, even though we've all reopened our venues.
And the weather is perfect for a food festival at the moment in Brisbane and the Gold Coast. You're blessed in that score.
Yeah, very lucky. Very lucky to be here in Queensland, that's for sure.
Yeah, wonderful. So what will you be hoping for people to get out beyond your own venue? Have you managed to taste some of the other food that's on offer as part of this festival?
I'm planning to go down to the Gold Coast next week and I definitely want to check out Kiomi there. That's fantastic. I really like what the chefs are doing there. Looks like a beautiful menu, so I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, well, it's just going to be a great completion of this festival because I know it's been going for a little while already, but it's definitely happening this weekend too. Thomas, good on you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for your time.
Thomas Mumford there, and he is head chef at Treasury in Brisbane, and it's part of this great 40 Days of Flavour festival that's happening at the moment. And you can find out more about Black Hyde, blackhydesteakhouse.com.au, and more about the festival itself at treasurybrisbane.com.au. And when it comes to food festivals, we are so lucky, aren't we? We've got some amazing festivals that do happen as a result of the great produce we've got to shine a light on. I love the night noodle markets that happen in Sydney. They are really good. But talk to me, food festivals, what's your favourite? 131 873.